Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Hey, cattle producers, want to remind you of the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, February 12th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. The video auction itself starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering just over 20,000 head, including 4,550 yearling steers, 2,550 yearling heifers, 11,300 weaned calves, all to be sold this coming Friday, February 12th at Superior. If you want more information, you can contact Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to the website superiorlivestock.com. Also want to remind you the February 26th Superior Video Livestock Auction will be an on-location auction. You can go and watch it live in person at Embassy Suites at Oklahoma City on February 26th. February 12th, this coming Friday, next auction, February 26th, Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. At Superior, we bring the market to you. Lots going on in the world of agriculture yesterday, and a lot of that news coming out of our nation's capital. In the case of USDA, they had their regular monthly supply demand numbers and the World Ag Outlook numbers as well. According to Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, really not too much positive for either wheat, corn, or for soybeans. In the case of wheat, the numbers internationally are just staggering right now, keeping wheat prices under a lot of pressure.
Wheat saw the biggest adjustment as we are looking at a record large world wheat ending stocks. It increased by almost 7 million metric tons. About 4 million of that was because of adjustments being made in China on their usage. World wheat production also came at a record large level, too.
Tom Leffler saying negative news not just for wheat but also for corn and soybeans in the reports yesterday issued by Uncle Sam. Details of President Obama's final budget proposal that's being sent to Capitol Hill out yesterday, a $4 trillion budget and a huge cut to crop insurance funding.
The president's budget is calling for a 10-year, $18 billion cut to the federal crop insurance program.
That's R.J. Carney of the American Farm Bureau. The Obama administration wanted to cut support for revenue coverage and prevented planting coverage as well under the crop insurance umbrella. Both Mr. Conaway from the House Ag Committee, Mr. Roberts from the Senate Ag Committee saying, Senator Roberts saying that farm country is tired of overzealous regulations and persistence attacks on rural America. He added the budget proposals he believes are essentially dead on arrival. Now, it's not all bad when it comes to the Obama budget proposal for agriculture. For example, conservation interests happy that there were no cuts that were being proposed by the president when it comes to conservation spending, especially in the EQIP program. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says that they believe that EQIP can be a great tool in helping battle climate change, which is something that the administration is all about.
You know, we have put forward an aggressive effort for the next 10 years of reducing the level of emission from farming. To do that, we've established 10 strategies, and one of those strategies is focusing on soil health, the ability to use cover crops, the ability to have proper crop rotation and diversity. To a certain extent, equipped resources can be helpful. We are also looking at better nutrient management, better water utilization. And those things are also play into the strengths of the EQIP program.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Finally, word came from the Supreme Court yesterday afternoon that they have put a stay on implementation of the so-called Clean Power Plan of EPA. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma says, hip, hip, hooray. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyard Saturday, February 13th at noon. The sale will feature over 700 head of bred heifers, open heifers, pairs, bred cows, and bulls. It will include 20 Hereford heifers bred to Brahma bulls in the second stage, 25 Hereford heifers bred to registered Brahma bulls in the third stage, plus many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For a complete listing, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.